If you've never come across the London Underground Tube Map pastiche called The Great Bear by Simon Pattison, then it's definitely worth a look. It's really interesting. Or indeed other types like Tubular Fells. Take a look at that one, which shows the Lake District peaks as in the form of a London tube map. But recently, a number of teachers, I think through a UK EdChat, have started to show tube map principles being used to highlight topics. So I suppose it's a little bit like a bit like concept maps, but in the format of a London tube map. So each line on the tube map might represent a particular theme. The station might represent particular elements within that theme. And then, of course, you do get on the tube map lines intersecting. So are there places which have sort of cross-theme implications within a particular topic of study? But where's the tool here? Where's the 366 tool? Well, actually drawing a tube map is quite a tough ask. I know I've had a go at doing it for the 366 Web 2.0 blog to close the year. But there is a tool that's available so long as your tube map isn't particularly complex. And if you want to direct your students to it, it's fairly straightforward to use. It's called Metro Map Creator, and you don't need an account to create your map. It's simply a matter of setting up a number of routes, as it's called, or they're the lines on the tube map, giving them different colours, adding a number of stations and naming them, and then it's a matter of when you've completed it, just click on the save button, and either you get an embed code to use or you can save it as an image. So it's very, very straightforward to use. It's not quite as elegant as Harry Beck's original, but the whole point here is that this is an exercise in thinking about a topic and displaying what you know in a different way. And that's quite a high-level skill. It really requires students to think about the elements within a topic, to think about how they're arranged thematically, to think about how they're related to one another, and then to turn that into a representation which is meaningful for other people. It's like the concept of mind mapping, but just a different way. If you've ever come across John Davitt's Learning Event Generator, I'd suggest that this ought to be one of the output formats. It'd be really good as that.